Let us start on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Rova Oma, Bishdesef Ave Mishim Chatzitze, Reisha Lav Mishim Chatzitze. Since the Sefer, that by Kodesh you have to be Matir, Menagev or Matbil, so that is a Maile, that is because of Tinei Chatzitze, is Reisha Lav Mishim Chatzitze. The way Rabila said, "Mavareisha in a time exere shelo yatvil machten v'tzineres beklish ein bepiv k'shveiferes hanoit." That where goyzer, he might come and be matpul the kelim apnimiim in a the kli achitza and does not have a shveiferes hanoit. Usnan erev mekvois k'sheferes hanoit k'uvya chachalola b'shteyetz bois choizos limkaim. So that is why by Kodesh they were geyser and by Tumah they weren't geyser. Sova lo kaho do omar Rav Nachman omar Rabba bar Avuha Yud Aleph Mailish Shanuka. The Mishnah mentions 11 Mailas, not 10. Sheish Rishaynes, the first six, Bein Lekodesh, Bein Lechulon Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh. The first six not only do apply to Kodesh, they apply to Chulon Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh. Achaynes, the last five, is Tavke Lekodesh, Avaloy Lechulon Shenasu Al Taras HaKodesh. Frag die Gemorre, my ike bein der Rove li der Rabile. What is the difference? What nafkemine is there in the etzim haloche of ein mat bilim, kelim besaych kelim? So what is the nafkemine valoche bein der Rove li der Rabile? We have different reasons. Abol haloche, both of them hold that by Kodesh ein mat bilim kelim b'seich kelim. So what is the nafkamina laloch? So the Gemara answers, ike binayu, the nafkamina will be sal v'gargusni. You'll have a large basket or a gargusni. We'll see in Ra, it's also a large basket. Shemilon kelim, he filled them up with kelim. V'hit bilom, that means the outer keli was a sal or a galgusni. Leman the yamam mishum chetitim. If you hold that the reason ain't mad bilim kalim b'seich kalim, we're afraid that the kalim apnimiim will create a chetitze mitoich kvedom because of the heaviness, they will create a chetitze. So if the outer keli is a sal v'galgusni, there's also a shash chetitze. Laman the Yomar, the Solomon Yomishim Chatzitze Ike, there'll be a chash of Chatzitze by a sal vegagusni also. Laman the Yomar, Mishim Gzeire, Shemiyatbil, Martin Vetzineris, Bekli Shein Bepiv, Bishveiferes Hanoi. But according to Rove, that the reason they answered to be matpul kelim b'seich kelim is because maybe the outside keli will not have a shveiferes hanoid. Sal v'gargusni she'ein befiim shveiferes hanoid leke. A sal v'gargusni that does not have a shveiferes hanoid does not exist. Let us see the Rabbeinu Chananlu for 1 minute, then we'll go to the Gemara further, then we'll see Rashi. The Rabbeinu Chananlu is four lines from the top. Vamrinin mai ike bein l'rab ila bein rove ike binayu sal v'gargusni shemilon kelim v'hit bilom sherebi ila sovar kveidon chaitzes. Rabbi Ila holds that the weir chayish, that the kovid of the keli, the weight of the keli will create a chetzitze. Vein tvila ila lehem. So memele, it doesn't matter if the outer keli is a sal or gagusni. The rov is sova, ki emrinin eimat bilin b'seich kelim, Gagain kaisis bekaisis, if the outer kalim are kaisis, a kaisis bekaris, a karis bekaris, chyezebe. Sheyesh behen mi shepiim ta. Kaisis and kaoris, you could have a keli, that the pair of the keli is less than a shveferes hanoi. Is therefore the chayshin and dulma osi lag buli bimi shepiv ta pochis mi beis et spoi seichikais. Avul sal v'galgusni, but a sal v'galgusni pumayu revichon tuve. The pair of the keli are the piyos of the kelim. These two kelim are very wide. Leichashina, so we're not afraid. So if the outside keli is a sal of or a galgusni, we're not chayish doleko sal v'galgusni pochis pumayu mibeis etzpois. There's no such thing. A sal of galgusni that the pair is less than two etzpois. So memele, so by a sal v'galgusni the never were geyser. Because it's a type of a keli that never has a pair less than shveferes hanoid. V'oz de rove letaimei. And rove goes l'shitosoi. The Omar rove had said, sal v'galgusni shemilon kelim v'hit v'ilon tehoirim. That if you were memale kelim, because Rava goes l'tamei, but the time is, maybe there won't be a shveferes hanoid. U'mikve shecholkoi b'sar v'gagusni, hatoivu shom loy also loy tvila. Now, if you'll divide a mikve with a sal and a gagusni, so hatoivu shom loy also loy tvila, the tvila will not help. Are kule chilchuli mechalchelo. The karke is always chilchuli mechalchelo. Ubeinin the ika memso bemokim echot. Va'afal pikein, we need this should be memso bemokim echot. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Gargusni sal godol miyoy. A very large sal. Sheboi misaninin hayayin be'eis habotzer, that the wine filters through this salt. Benoisnin oisoi tachas kiluach agas. We put the salt underneath the stream of yayin that's going from the gas. Vayayin misanin boi v'yoyred leboir, and from the gas it goes into the boir. K'naminu misechas avaydezorish le'irzir gargusni le'gas. So kaponim a gargusni, it seems, is a keli which is used for the gas. Tahoirin af le'kodesh. Eses rove le'tamei, that rove said, sar v'gargusni, shmilin kelim etvilim, tahoirim af le'kodesh, v'rove le'tamei. Duke time gzeire mishum kli she'ein befiv kshifafeferes hanoid. That's why they said that one is not permitted to be matbul kalim besoich kalim by kodesh. Ubesalu bagagusni lekalameches lahochi. And that was one aloch of Rav, and then Rav said another aloch, loy also loy tvile. Sha'ason kebeiz mikvois, if he split the mikveh with a sal and gargusni, so he made it to mikvois, ve'in shir loy bozeh v'loy bozeh. And there's no shir in each mokim, that means that there's less than mem so in each mokim. Is af al pi shahamayim mechabron bein avir hanetzorim, even though there are spaces in this sal, ain't a chibur, that is not considered a chibur, so the sal v'gargusni, it divides the mikveh. So even though the water does go through, the ha'ara kule mechalchala, you have the same type of a chibur by the earth. V'mayim hanoivim kam, if you have water flowing in, let's say you have a mikveh, and this mikveh is less than memso, but the mayim hanoivim kam boim mino godl. It's coming from a nar godl. So we also have a chibur of chilchuli mechalchalo. We have there is a chibur from underneath the earth. There is coming mayim from a nar godl. So let us say that the water in this boir is mechubur to a nar godl. It is not considered mechubah, the be'inin memso b'mokei mechot. So therefore, if you will divide a mikveh with a salo gagusni, is even though there is some sort of a chibur between the two mekoimis, that the spaces in the sal, water goes through from one to the other, that is not considered a chibur. The Chazaynish is ma'irer two ha'ores. One ha'ore is number one. The way the Rebbe Nechananu learns pshat in our Gemara, the reason the asal v'gargusni is kosher to be matpil kelim b'seicha is because asal v'gargusni will always have a shveferes hanoid. So, these two aloches of Rove said two aloches. Sal v'gargusni shemilon kelim v'tvilon tohoirim. Nope, that's the aloche, because it always has a shveferes hanoid. Umikve shecholkoi b'sal v'gargusni, Hatoivu Shom Loi Olso Loi Tvila. Now, the second halacha of Rove is no shaykhis with us. I mean, the second halacha of Rove is Tangas HaChidish, that even though water goes through the salve kagusni, but it will, if it divides the mikveh, it will not be kosher. So first of all, the second halacha is not negeya us, number one. And number two, sal v'gargusni are a mushel of kelim which have large mouths. Now, what if you have grad, a sal and a gargusni is, it's a basket and water can go through, but this is loymaila v'loymoyrid in the heter of matbilim kelim b'sech kelim. Let's say if there'd be a third type of keli, which also always has a large mouth, so it's also matvilan boy. I mean, salva gargusni is just a dugme of a keli with a large mouth. And that's the halacha matvilan. One is permitted to be matbil with a keli that has a large mouth. That's the first halacha. So what is the second halacha? So the second halacha is, the second halacha be'emison is no shaykhis with the first halacha. That means, if the first halacha really means that a keli with a large mouth is kosher lahatbil boy, so the second halacha, if you divide a mikveh with a keli, so it's a posel mikveh peshteitzech. I mean, if you divide a mikveh with a keli, it's posel. The keli does not have to be chalchuli mechalchala. The first the halach of chalchuli mechalchala has no shaykhis at all with the halach matbilim kelim b'sarich kelim. The first halach is because it has a large mouth. So you have a keli that's not chalchuli mechalchala, it's also kosher. So you tell me a chiddush, but if you'll divide a mikveh, it won't be good. The Pashtetzich won't be good, because he divided the mikveh. The Chazaynish brings Amoira de Kegoyin, and the Goyin says as follows. The Goyin does not at all learn like the Bein HaChanan learns. The Goyin learns as follows. that Sal v'galgusni, since the Maya is chilchuli mechalchela, so therefore, even though the opening will be less than Ashfeiferes Hanoit, but since you have a mikveh of Mem So without the water in the Sal and Galgusni, so all you need now is to be mechaber this water to the Meha Mikveh, Chilchuli Mechalchala is sufficient. So according to the Goyin, the Chazanish says, the outer Keli, the Sala Gagusni Bechlau, you don't have to submerge completely in the water. You can, the Keli can stick out of the water, the pair of the Keli. The Maila of Sala Gagusni is Chilchuli Mechalchala. If you have already a kosher and mikveh, and now you want to be mechaber the mayim toichasal to the mea mikveh, so this chilchuli mechalchalo is a chibur. So then the memra of Rav is beautiful. So Rav is telling us two halachis, which the second halach is mechudishtik. That means Rav is saying as follows. Even though I said that Sal v'Gargusni is good, and why is it good? Because of Chilchuli Mechalchala. So when does the Chibur of Chilchuli Mechalchala help? If you have already Mem So in one place, and now you want to be Mechaber, the Mayim Toich the Sal to the Mem So. So Chilchuli Mechalchala is a Chibur. But If you had a mikveh that had memso, and you were now mavdul the mikveh with a salvi gagusni, and you still have a chibur of chilchuli mechalchalo, but now the chilchuli mechalchalo has to create a mikveh. You don't have memso without the chilchuli mechalchalo. So then chilchuli mechalchalo does not help. That's how the Chazanish, he brings a goin in Hilchas Mikvois and Simen Reish Aleph. He says that's how the goin loim shat in our Gemara. And lechayre, Rashi is very parve. Rashi, the Rabbi Nachananel said klar that the lomdis of Salva Gagusni is because Salva Gagusni has a pair which is always a shveferes hanoit. Rashi, when Rashi spoke about Salva Gagusni, Rashi says, that is the reason. Why? Rashi never explained. So it could be that Rashi also learned like the Goyim. Chazanish is ma'ire, a very starke ha'ore, according to the Goyin. He asks, what will be if you will have a mikveh sheyesh by memso, and you'll go in toivul now a keli in a sal and gargusni? So by being toivul the keli in the sal v'gargusni, so now the water in the sal v'gargusni is separated from the rest of the mikveh. So now you don't have already a mikveh memso. Because that is the whole shtik teira of the goyim. The goyim said, these were the two halachas that Rav said. That Rav said as follows. If you have a mikveh of memso, and the whole chibur you need for the salve gagusni is that the mayim b'soich asal v'gagusni should be mechubel to the mikveh. So memeila then is maspik the chibur of chilchuli mechalchalo. Because the chibur is not to make a mikveh, the chibur is that the mayim b'soich asal should be mechubel to the mikveh. So then that a chibur of chilchuli mechalchalo is sufficient. But if without the chibur you don't have a mikveh, sal, you were mavdal the mikveh with a sal v'gagusni. So you were mavdal the mikveh with a sal na gagusni. So then the chibur of chilchuli mechalchalo will not make a mikveh. So you have 20 saw on one side, 20 saw on the other side, and that chibur will not put it together. That's the second member of Rabbi. The chibur of chilchuli mechalchalo cannot make a mikveh of memso. The chibur of chilchuli mechalchalo only helps if you have already a mikveh of memso. So then you could be matbo the kalim in the salva gagusni in the mayim shebesecha salva gagusni is mechubo to a mikveh shleima. But if you don't have a mikveh shleima, salva gagusni will not help. So frekta chazaynish, so it'll come out. But if you have a mikveh of memso, and now you're going to be toivel kalim in a salva gagusni. So the minute you're going to stick the salva gagusni into this mikveh, so you don't have a mikveh memsa anymore, because the mayim which are toich hasal v'gagusni are moved from the rest of the mikveh, and that was the din. And as you don't have memsa b'mokim echot, and the chibur of chilchuli mechalchul only helps if you have memsa b'mokim echot, but you don't have memsa b'mokim echot. So the chazenish is moirer. So how could Rabbi say you could be toivel with a salva gilgusna? We have to explain how much water is there in the mikveh. I mean, this halacha of being toivel with a salva gilgusna, it depends if there's 42 saw in the mikveh, and in the salva gilgusna is only one saw. So good, so then you can be toivel. If you only have 40 and a half saw, and then the salva gagusni there'll be a saw, so you can't be table. So the memra of Rav is very sosa. This aure the chazenish is ma'ira. Let us go a little further. Vahani mili. Now we have a moiridik mechudishtik gemara. Now we're going again according to Rove, that Rove had said that the reason that one cannot be matpul kalim b'seich kalim is because we are geyser, maybe the outer keli will not have a pair that is kishvay feres hanoid, and the tefillah is no good. So Rava said, "Vahani mili bechli toher." That is when the outer keli is a kli toher. So in order that the tvile of the inner keli should help, you need that the pair of the outer keli should have a shpeferes hanoit. Avol bechli tomei, but if the outer keli is a kli tomei. And we'll see in the Rashi, if the outer keli is a kli tomei, so then the din is, one can toivel the outer keli, even though the pair of the outer keli does not have a shvei peres anoi. So if you will have now an inner keli in this outer keli, which is tomei, so then Tvila will help for the inner keli also. Avol bechli tomei. Migu desalke Tvila lekule gufei demonim. Since the Tvila helps for the outer keli, even though the outer keli does not have a shreferes hanoi, salkulu nami lekelem de isbe. So then the inner keli will also help the tvile for the inner kalim, even though there is no shveferes hanoid that is mechaber the mayim of the outer keli to the mikveh. Amira de kechidish. Now let us see Rashi. Bahani mili hoda amrinen hamat bul bekli she'ein bepiv shveferes hanoid. Tmeim, so the inner kalim are tamei. That is, when is that said, b'chli toher? If the outer keli was a kli toher, shloi hoyo ha-kli ha-chitzen tzorich lahatzel. There was no need to be matpul the outer keli. So then the din is that if it is less than a shveferes hanoi, the inner kalim will also not be nitba. Avol imhu tzorich lahatzel, but if you have to be matpul the outer kalim, migo de salka tvilo le gufish o kalim. Since tvila will help for the outer keli itself, litoyer toichoi, that the inside will become toher, ayidei mayim hanichnosim derech piv, that the water that enters the outer keli is bekoyach to be mitayel the outer keli, even though the pair of the outer keli is less than a shefer sanoid. Dichitumosoi, kein taharosoi, salkinami tvilo le kelim shebesoichoi. So, migu, the tvila will help for the outer keli, it'll help for the inner keli. Now, there are a few difficulties in this Rashi. Number one, Rashi seems to be explaining why, first of all, the Gemara said a halacha that if the outer keli is tamei, so even though the peh of the outer keli is less than a shveferes hanoit, afal pikein, the tvila will help for the outer keli, which is be'emeson, a very difficult concept to understand. If we say that it is this less than a chibur of shveferes hanoid, so the water in this keli is muvdal from the rest of the mikveh. So if it's muvdal from the rest of the mikveh, and that's why you can't be toivel kelim in it. So how does this help for that keli alone? So Rashi seems to be saying along this. So Rashi says the chitumosoi kein taharosoi. That just like it became tomei, it can become toil. Now, if Rashi means to say that just like it became tomei through the inside, so that's why it can become toil also through the inside, it's very difficult to understand. We're speaking about a klishetef, that's mekabel tome benigia, not ba'avir. So a klishetef, you touch the outside, it becomes tomei. So you say just like it becomes tomei from the outside, so therefore, tefila will help only on the outside. No one ever said such a thing. That means it's mekabel tuma from the outside, but in order, if that's tuma, that's a din and tuma. You negay on the outside, it's tuma. The whole thing becomes tuma. But if you want to tevil it, the whole thing has to be submerged in water. Water has to come to the inside also. So the lumdus of kitumosoi taharosoi is very difficult to understand. Tare and tuma do not work the same. It's mekabel tuma migaboy, and then it needs, and tare, the whole thing has to be completely submerged in water. Unless Rashi means to say, kitumosei tarosei, that means every keli that is mekabel tuma, however the keli is, the Torah gave it a koyach of tare. So that means Rashi is saying, how do we know lemaisa that tvila helps on a keli that has a small opening? So Rashi says every keli that's mekabel tuma is can become toil. That's Rashi not giving a reason. Rashi is just giving a fact that's what we know, that every keli is mekabel taira and a mikveh. So kochoch it's muchach that you do not need a shveferes anoi to be metaira keli. To understand the migu, Rashi is saying a migu over here. The Gemara is saying a migu. Migu, it helps for the outer keli. It helps for the inner keli. Perhaps we could understand a little bit as follows. We had mentioned last week. We had mentioned from Rab Chaim that Rab Chaim says, he explains בשיטס הרבינו דם, that there are two halachas. There's a din of chibur mikvois, and there's a din of eruv mikvois. Chibur mikvois is that if you need that, you have two bodies of water, and you want to attach one to the other, so chibur, for chibur is maspik, afilu tefeach hamanas latfiach. That means if you have so much mashke, that is enough to be mechabel the two bodies of water. But that's a din in chibur, but then there's another din eruv mikvois. There's a din in a mikveh, that the mikveh has to be in one place. A mikveh which is in two places and is mechubur, so it's mechubur, but there's a problem of eruv mikvois. You have to bring together the both bodies as you have one mokim of memso. You can't have two mokimis of chavso that are mechubur. They have to be in one mokim. And that is the din of Erev Mikvoish Kshifayferes Hanoit. That means, if we have, even though these two bodies are separated, but there is a opening of a Shifayferes Hanoit, which is Ma'arev, these two Mikaymais, so then it's called like it's in one mokim. There's a din Chibur and there's a din Erev. Now, this halacha that Rav said that a tamei dikekeli becomes nitar even though there's no shveiferes hanoit. So what is Rav telling us? Rav is telling us that the halacha of Eruv is only said when you want to make a mikveh. When you want to make a mikveh, so you have to have, it should be one body of water. So memele, then there's a din of eruv mikvois. But if I have a kli tame, and I want to be toivel the kli tame, I don't want to make a mikveh, I have a mikveh. I want to be mitayer this keli in the mikveh. So then, there's a chiddush for tare, you don't need shveferes anoid. Even as long as there's a small chibur, a minute chibur, between the water in the keli, the kli tame, and the mea mikveh, that's sufficient. That's the chiddush of a kli tame. A kli tame, there's no din erev. Erev, the din erev was said by mikvois. If you want to make a mikveh, then you need erev of shveferes hanoim. If you just need tahare, you don't need a mikveh, so then a chibur koldu is also sufficient. It could be the migu is that migu, this water is metayer the outside keli, even though it's not a mikveh. I don't have a mikveh here. But this water is sufficient, is bekoyich to be metayer the outside keli, even though there's no mikveh inside the keli. So it is metayin another keli also, even though theoretically for another keli I should need a mikveh already. But that is the din migu. Migu, it is metayin the outer keli without a shem mikveh olah. It is metayin the inner keli, even though it also doesn't have a shem mikveh olah. Let us go a little further. Disnan. Kalim. Shemilon Kalim. Now we're going to bring a raya to this halacha that by a kli tomei you do not need a shveferes hanoit. Kalim shemilon kalim vehit bilon. You filled up kalim with other kalim and you were matpo them all. Arei elu tahirim, so they're all tahirim. Bimloi toval, if you weren't toivu, mayim hamurovim achiyum urovim kshveferes hanoid. If you weren't toivu, then you needed shvimurov kshveferes hanoid. So the Gemara is, my comma, what is he saying, vimloi toval, what does that mean? If he wasn't toivu, he needs shveferes hanoid. Hochi comma. Vim einoi tzorich latviloim. If that means the first case, kalim shem milon kalim vit bilon, that means you had to be matpul all the kalim. the outside kelim and the inside kelim, you're going to be matpul all of them. Is harei elu toirim afilu. There's no shvayferes hanoi that is mechabel the mayim from the outside keli to the mikveh. Harei elu toirim. But the imei noitzorich lahat biloy, if there is no need to be matpul the outside keli, because the outside keli is toirim. Is mayim amurav. So now you have to be ma'ariv the mayim in the outside keli in order to give it a shei mikveh. If you want to use this water to be metayer the kelim apnimiyim, is actually mirurovim kishvay feres hanoi. So then it has to be murav kishvay feres hanoi. So that was the halacha which we mentioned before. But if the outside keli is tomei, so then we don't need a shveferes hanoi. If the outside keli is toy, then you need a shveferes hanoi. Let us see Rashi. So now the Gemara brings the Mishnah. Kelim shemilon kelim vehit bilon is arei elu toirim. So Rashi says, Arei elu toirim litrume. Loi chilek bein piv rochov lepiv kotza. Now Rashi said a mouthful over here. That Rashi said as follows. That we had in the Mishnah that ein matbilim kelim besoich kelim. Why is ein matbilim kelim besoich kelim? By Kodesh, because a Gzeira. Maybe, I mean, even though here the outer Keli has a Shveferes Hanoit, but maybe he'll make it without a Shveferes Hanoit. So by Kodesh they were Geizer. So by Kodesh they were Geizer, even though the outer Keli has the correct dimensions, it has a Shveferes Hanoit, but I'm not Bilum Kalim Besar Kalim, because maybe who make a tvila, and they won't have a shveferes hanoid. They were geyser by kodesh, shveferes hanoid, or to ein by shveferes hanoid. That's by kodesh they were geyser. By trume, they weren't geyser. By trume, as long as the outer keli has a shveferes hanoid, it's good. That's what it has and says in the Mishnah. Now, Rav is at a new aloche. The Gemara said a new aloche. That, you know, there's a case that even though the outer keli does not have a shveferes hanoid, also tefillah will help if the outer keli is tummy. So Rashi learned this goes by trume. That means by trume there never was a gzeire. By trume they just looked. If the tefillah is good, it's good. The tefillah is no good, it's no good. By kodesh Rashi holds the Masha says as well by kodesh. They were just like they were geyser shveferes hanoid oto ein by shveferes hanoid. They were geyser the outer keli is tomei oto be toyer. That means to be matter a keli that does not have a shveferes hanoid by kodesh because the outer keli is tomei. They weren't matter that keli. They weren't matter that the tvila should help. By kodesh they were geyser. So that's why Rashi says that what the Mishnah says, that if the outer keli is tummy, the tvila helps, by trumil help. By trumil there's no gzeiris. But by kodesh, it won't help. Yeah. Hamayim ve'im lo'i tovo, kemeforish lo, ve'im ein tzorich, ya'rei lo'teinu, matrumil lo'icholek, ve'im pivrocha, ve'piv kotza. Ve'im lo'i tovo, kemeforish lo, ve'im ein tzorich la'at b'iloi, Samayim amurovim le'mikveh v'atabolaten, you need mayim that are moved to the mikveh, v'atabolatar ha'yedeyim, is kelim shebesoicham, ad she'im amurovim derech perochav k'shvei feres hanoit. And before we'll see, Tais really mentions it, but that is pshat, the Masha says, the first Rashi in Chayma B'Kodesh. Rashi says, and the first Rashi, Chayma B'Kodesh me'betrumeh, Shemadbilim kli besoich kli, sheshneim tmeim. So here Rashi says that both of them are Tomei, and that's Chayme B'Kodesh B'Trumeh, that watch, and Matbilu Kelmes HaKem B'Trumeh B'Loy L'Kodesh. Rashi says, Klo, that by Shneim Tmeim, by Kodesh it doesn't help. So even though there's no reason why it shouldn't be good, I feel it's less than Shreferes HaNoid, it also, even if it's less than Shreferes HaNoid, it should be good. About Kaponim, by Kodesh, they were Doise. That is Pshat and Rashi in the Mishnah. Now, let us see Taisvis. My Ike Bein Rove L'Rab Eile. Koshe L'Moiri Ike Bina Yetude. There's a tremendous nafkamine. Kli Chitzoin. The nafkamine is when you mapple a keli b'soich keli, what happens with the outer keli? What is the din with the outer keli? Shehitpol kli b'soich keli. Leman de muki lo mishum chatzitze. If the reason is alt chatzitze, shayich bein bechitze bein bepnimi. So the tefillah won't help for the chitze also. Leman de muki mishum gzeira she'ein bepiv shveiferes hanoi. Like a migza rak bepnimi. So the whole gzeira was on the inside keli. The bechitzin lekel amigza, but on the outside keli, the never were geyser, the bechol inyan toil. The outside keli will always be toil, even though there's less than shveferes hanoid, because it's also toil. Vachi mashma lekamon, the Gemara says later, hani mili bekli toil, that you need, that it should be a shveferes in the abo bekli tomi. Migad the mahani tvilu lechitzin mahani lepnimi. About al koponim, that is klo, that the kli achitzoin will always be toyer, even though it's less than a shveferes hanoid. So memele, so that's an afkamine. What happens with the kli achitzoin? And so therefore, and the kli achitzoin does never mock him to be geyser on the kli achitzoin. The tiras loy harav rabu chonon the masnisen bechitzein toer upnimi tome. The Mishnah is speaking about, that's right, that is true, but the Gemara is going mainaf kamine the way the Mishnah is. The Mishnah is speaking about bechitzein toer upnimi tome. Tchemash melishne diktoni matbilin kli besoichli. It would seem that the whole tefillah is only needed for the kli pnimi. Hilkach lo yishayich beitayme dechvede shal kli. So if you're speaking about a kli toyer, the chitzim is a kli toyer, lo yishayich beitayme dechvede shal kli lagabi chitzim. She can't say, according to Rabile, it won't help for the kli chitzim. The kli chitzim is toyer. The gam Rove muki lo hachi besamuch. Rove also said that our Mishnah is speaking about that the outer keli is toyer. The gam of ani mili bichli toyer. Vahainu masnis in the metuk mochi. The Mishnah is speaking about a kli toyer. Umiyo rashi meforish be masnisin. Matbilim kli besoich li bishishneim tmeyim. They're both of them atomi. Both of them atomi, filled there's no shveferes hanoid. Imhoyu shneim tmei, mahani shaper, so Taisus is chilek and Rashi, Taisus holds that a filo by kodesh it should help. Taisus is medame, a kli tomi to a gagusni, that it should help a filo by kodesh. The migo de salkolachitze. Vahashte lefis voris Rashi, but according to Rashi, Rashi says that it's speaking about with the outer keli is a kli tomei. Ike lemeima the motz lemeima hochi ike benayu chitzay. The Gemara could have said this teretz, and nafkamina will be if the tvila helps for the outer keli. According to Rabile, it will not help. According to Chavad will help. He wants to find an nafkamine, not what won't help. He wants to tell Koich the Teira Odev Lai. The Ashkech Af Bepnimis Salke Tvila. אפילו by wants to find a case that a bepnimi sal ketfilin, that is if it's a sal vegagusni. I'd just like to mention a beautiful ha'ore from the Turei Eben. The Turei Eben asks as follows. He asks a beautiful ha'ore. He says that when you have, let's say, the outer keli is toil, the inner keli is tummy. Fine. Now, you put the inner keli in the outer keli, and you put it into the mikveh, and the water starts coming into the outer keli. Now, we have a klal that kol ha-poisel esatume metame mashke liyeis tchile. So, therefore, before the outer keli gets filled up with mikveh water, it becomes mechubah. You have mashke coming into the outer keli. Now this outer keli will become tamei. The water in the outer keli will become tamei from touching the inner keli, because kol apoysel satumim etame mashke liyestchila, that asheni makes mashke for a rishen. So therefore, the inner keli, which at least is a rishen, a keli isn't less than a rishen, so uzicha make the mayim a rishen. So now the mayim in the outer keli is a rishin l'tumah. Now this mayim is touching the outer keli. So the outer keli also became tumah now. So whenever you're toivel a kli tumah in a kli toil, eventually before you make the tefillah, the outer keli becomes a kli tumah. And if the outer keli becomes a kli tumah, so the tefillah should always help. So what is the case that the tefillah doesn't help? So he says, so you have to say, when the inner keli is tamei min ha-toira, and the outer keli is only tamei min ha-rabbanan, so then you can't say, migu the tefillah helps, for the outer keli help from the inner keli, because here's a tefillah da-rabbanan, and here's a tefillah da-rais. So then it doesn't help, tak. But if the inner keli is tamei only min ha-rabbanan, then it should always help. So the Gemara asks, my nafkemina, what is the nafkemina? You're looking for a koyach ha-teiris, according to Tosfos. The Tosfos by Kodesh, they weren't geizel. So the Gemara asks, what's the nafkemina between Rab Ila and Rove? So the Gemara should have said, the nafkemina is when the inner keli is tomei mida rabono. So then according to Rove, it's always good, because when the inner keli is tomei mida rabono, so then the inner keli will be metama the mayim, and the mayim will be metama the outer keli, so then the tvila will always help. And according to Rabila, the tvila will not help, even if the inner keli is tamim mi darabonam. That is akasha according to Shitas HaTosfos. Let us see the Gemara further. Zakt de Gemara weiter, Vahor de Rove de Rab Ile Tanoi. The Machloikis of Rove and Rab Ile is a Machloikis Tanoi. The Sanyu, we learned in a Baraisa. Sal de Galgusni Shemilon Kalim, Vihit Bilon Bein Le Kodesh, Bein Le Trumet Tahoyim. So the Tanakama says, that a sal v'gagusni will help for kodesh. Abishol oimel l'trume avoloi l'kodesh. It only helps for trume, and it won't help for kodesh. Let us see, Taisus, before we go further. Abishol oimel l'trume tzorech iyun amayle sharinen ba'ovar v'hitbil v'hitbilon komar ba'ovar. Asistasis is asking Akashim that our Mishnah just said, Ein Matbilin, Lachatchila, one is not permitted to be matbil by Kodesh, one is permitted to be matbil by Trumen. Now here it's speaking about B'dievet, V'hit B'lon. And Abishol says it doesn't help for Kodesh. Asistasis is asking, why doesn't it help? Could be there's only Exeira Lachatchila, not B'dievet. Let's go a little further. Look at Tumenami, it's not the Gemara, it's a pertinent question. Whatever the reason was that you were goyzer, you said that it doesn't help for Kodesh. Al chashash chatzitze, al gzeire, shemo, yitvo bekeli, she'ein boy, shweferes hanoid. So be goyzer by Tumo also. Why that by Kodesh were you goyzer? Ihochi Tumenami. So the Gemara answers, Leman Komrinim. Who are we talking for? Who is this Mishnah speaking to? Chaveirim. Chaveirim made the Yodi. Chaveirim know who learned this Mishnah. Amaratzim will not learn this Mishnah. So Chaveirim are learning this Mishnah. No, Chaveirim know. Chaveirim made the Yodi. They know that if it's too heavy, it's no good. There'll be a chatzitze. They know you need a shveferes hanoid. Some amela, there's no reason to be geisim. The Gemara says, oh, Ihochi, if that's the case, Kodesh Nami, Kodesh also, so the Yisem Chaveirim, who know the Hilchis Tvile, so that they know by Kodesh also. So why is Kodesh? Why is Emat Bilon the Kodesh? So the Gemara answers, Chozalei Am Ha'oret, Va'ozal Matbil. So Moses, you're 100% right. That a chover theoretically would be able to be matpul kli b'seich keli by kodesh also. He knows the halachas, but a ma'oretz will watch him being tovel by kodesh a kli b'seich keli. The ma'oretz does not know what to look for. He doesn't see that this keli has a shveferes hanoi. The inner keli is not so heavy. The ma'oretz sees that by kodesh. Your matful kli b'seich keli, so he'll also be matful kli b'seich keli by kodesh, and he'll make a mapecha, he'll make a chuben, he'll make a tefillah that's no good. Frek the Gemara, fine. Trume nami chozilei amore. So he had the same problem by trume. You're saying that we're afraid and amoretz will watch and will duplicate the mice, but he'll do it wrong. Trumenami chozilei amoretz v'ozil matpil, and it'll also be matpil. So the Gemara says, "You're right, 100%. He'll make a bad tefillah by truma also. But loy mekablina minai. But we don't take his truma. We don't take the truma of amoretz. So what? What amoretz? The amoretz is side beside tomei, and we don't take it from him. So there's no kilku." So the Gemara says, Kodesh nami loy nekabel minai. So you say that we don't take from him, so Kodesh also won't be mekabel from him. So the Gemara says, Havalei Eve. That means by Kodesh, and we'll see later as the sugya progresses, that means he's going to come, he's going to donate Yayin l'nesochim, Shemen l'menochis. He comes to the Beis HaMikdash. He wants to bring Shemen and Yayin, and you won't take it from him? Oh boy, that's Shreklach. That means that'll create a gemalde kesine between the amaratzim and the dos. So we have to take it from him. We have to take the kodesh. So mamela, if we have to take the kodesh, so we have to be careful when we are matvul our kli kodesh, that the amaorit should not learn from our actions and be metame his kli kodesh. So the Gemara says, Tumenami Havalei Eve. So you're saying that if you won't accept it from him, that'll make a sinner, Tumenami Havalei Eve. So the Gemara says, Leichbis, Leine, Tume doesn't bother him. You want to, he'll go, the Da'ozo Yoiv Leilakai Nama Oretz Chavrei. By Tume doesn't have any problem. He's not insulted. There's a Tume Koyim that doesn't want to accept his Tume, so he is Amaratzim Kahanim, which will accept his Tume, so that doesn't bother him, that won't create such an eighth. But if he wants to be Menadev, Shemin, and Yayin to the Beis HaMikdash, and then you're going to say, no, you're an Amaretz, we won't accept it from you, this will bring a Gevaldik Esine. So Memele, so that is why. So we're faced with the fact when an Amaretz will bring us things that were, he will bring us macholim, which were put into a kli kodesh, we have to live with it, we have to accept it. So therefore we have to make sure that the Amaretz should never learn from our actions to make mistakes, to make a tefila psula. So therefore, by kodesh, we're not putli b'sech keli. Let us see Rashi. Leman tamrinan chavre. Vodar av eile, the uki taime mishim chatzitze, v'sal v'gagusni, nami kisha keelam domi. Mamafo kem usayich meinem teurem lakoydish. V'lova du uki taime de masnisne mishim eirem mikvois, v'sal v'gagusni lak lameichish, v'teurem tanoi, l'man kamrinan, chaveirem, l'mi ano imrim eiro azu, shlo yatvo ukli b'sech li l'chova. Dilo amo oret liyosi kamo l'misho. Hilkach letrumah lak lameichish, v'meidi yediye shir eirem mikvois, Achovo knows the shir of Erev Mikvois, when he kveidi shal keili nami im kovidu magbi yinoise. He knows if the inside is a heavy keili, so he'll lift it up. Yochi kodesh nami, akocha mazis l'tore abloi l'kodesh b'chove raskini. Di amoretz, mitzayis lochem, yosi kamo l'mishol taimis. So the same cheshben, that Truma is speaking about chaveirim, kodesh is also speaking about chaveirim. So the Gemara says, no, but kodesh v'afeid amoretz will learn from our actions. So he'll make a bad tefillin and he'll give it to the kohen. When we kablin in truma miyamoret, ela b'shas agitos v'habadim. We're only mekabel truma from amoret b'shas agitos v'habadim. Shakil metarim es kleim al pi chachomim kedusnam. Over agitos v'habadim, if you lechovish al truma yekablenu mimeno. So when we're only mekabel bizman agites, and then there were chaveirim which made sure that the kelim were nita kahaloche. So then we mekabel truma from it. Then this chaveirim take later when we don't have this security that was chaveirim which are guaranteeing the tare of the kelim. So take we not mekabel from him. This is going on the Gemara further. Let us see the Gemara further. Uman tane de chayish laiva. Who is the tane that is chayish for sine? Rabbi Yosi. The Sanyam Rabbi Yosi. Mi neima hakil nemonim altaris yayin b'shem and kol yemais hashanim. Everyone is nemon. He'll come and bring yayin b'shem for menachas and nesachim. He'll bring it to the Beis HaMikdosh. So we believe everyone that if we will not accept his Yayin v'shemen for the Beis HaMikdash, he'll make his own bomb, he'll make his own Mizbeach. So therefore, by Eifa Porah and by Kodesh, we relied on an Amoret. Let us see Rashi. Altaris yayin v'shemen, l'kabel miyodam yayin l'nesochim, v'shemen l'menoches, k'desna b'masnisen, chayme b'trume, sheb Yehuda namonim altaris yayin v'shemen, and Yehuda denemon altaris yayin v'shemen for kodesh. U'bayne bome, b'shas yisar abome, samakta l'shemayim. If you won't accept it, he'll make his own Beis HaMikdash. Zoktois vishloye boine bono latme vesere poratme dolakach nemonim amaoret al shmiro. So that's why the amaratim were nemon on the shmiro veifa pore. Or chitain betesefte the chagiga bieisim akel nemonim al shmiro so of mechatas. Lei mikablinon minayu. We are not mikabel from him trumet. Rashi pirish. The Bishas Agitois Nemonim. Bishas Agitois are Nemon. Lefi Shechaveirim Metarim Kleya. The Chaveirim are Metarim Kleya. Then we do take Truma from them. Oblu Agitois Vahabadim Omrinon Delay Mammon. But afterwards they're not Nemon. Delay Nire Taisis is Chaylik and Rashi. Taisis brings a Gemara to Peseach Bechabisoi. Loi hetiru im loi seifoi mishum tchilosoi, k'dechoshe loi beperikame debeya. Now, This halacha means as follows. The Gemara says, by a regel, everyone is toher. You're allowed to mingle with amaratim. Everyone was hakel chaveirim beregel. Now, the Gemara says in Masechtas Beis, the machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, what happens, he had a chava that was selling wine by the regel. He opened up a chavis of wine. This wine was made out of a chava. And everyone is purchasing the wine, amaratim and those, so it's a free-for-all. But everyone is a chaver by the regel, so no problem. At the regel ends, he has a half a barrel of wine left over. Now the shaila is, what's with this wine? So the chachamim hold, this wine you can't use anymore, because during the whole regel, during the regel we were matir that hakel chaveirim, even though the amaratzim between you and me, the amaratzim that's made, but in the regel they were matir. But after the regel, the rest of the wine has a din that it was its tummy because it was amaratzim mingled with it. That's what the chachamim hold. Rabbi Yehuda says he tivu seifer mishum tchilos. You can't do such a thing. That means if you're going to say whoever opens up a barrel of wine, let's say the regel, at the end of the regel, he's stuck with tummy dick of wine, so no one's going to sell wine. So he can't do it. So it has a din tare, after the regel also. The line here, the Pesach b'chavisa le'itiru im lo'isayfim mishum t'chilos, k'dechoshim le'bepeh kama debay. If you would say that it's real toyo, the lavoch in amitishteri. Ela mashme the chachomin rabbi de shovim betoyrim kol yomaisereg alachud. It's only toyo kol yomaisereg. Hemashme b'shat kol yisol kish echad chaveirim masukum chaveirim beregel. Hemashme b'teisafte b'seif. Now, we have to understand Taisvis. What did Rashi say, and what is Tosfos asking? Rashi said, an innocent statement, that we will never take Truma from an Amoret, so my male is nothing to worry about. So Rashi says, oh, there is a time we'll take Truma from Amoret, that's Shas Agita, we'll take, but later we won't take, so we have nothing left to worry about. Shas Agita is under Hashgoche, so we'll take. Afterwards, there's no Ashkoch. We won't take. So Truma, we have nothing what to worry about. So what does Taisvis ask, Shasa Regu, we mingle, and after the Regu, there's a problem. So the Turi of Neso, what the Kasha and Rashi? Rashi's talking about Shasa Gitti. Taisvis is talking about Shasa Regu. They're two different things. Shasa Gitti, Rashi says, it's a Cheshbim, there's a Hechsher, there's a Dos. So finish, so Shas HaGitis will take Truma from an Amoret. Shas HaRegel is not the Kol Yisrael Chaveirim, so we had to waver our milus of Chaveirim, and thus Kol Yisrael Chaveirim, but after the Regel, so what is Tais Viskashe? Viskashe, the Turei Evan asks. So the Chazanish wants to say that Tosfos had a kasha. The Gemara is asking, how did Rashi come in all of a sudden, Shas Hagita, should you do? Rashi had a kasha, Emerson. Rashi had a kasha. The Gemara asked, why weren't they geyser mafilin kli besoich kli? Why wouldn't they go easy by Truma? Now Ma'oret is going to watch and a Chava does it, he'll do the same. So why wouldn't they go easy? Ma'oret says, by Truma there's nothing but to worry about, because we never take from him Truma. We never take from him Truma. So Ma'oret, nothing but to worry about. I mean, he's Iversai Tome, so I mean, and we'll never be Nitzchel. So Rashi and Akashi, oh, but that's not so poshut. We do take from him. Shasagitis, we do take from him. For that, Rashi answered, no, Shasa Gita, there's a Hechsher, there's Chaveirim there that are watching him. I mean, what are you worried about? Shasa Gita is, Samazai has nothing to do with the Tara. There's
this mashgichim, good mashgichim that take care. And then the rest of the year we talk and don't take care. We don't take from him Tumim. So Taisa says that's not so poshet. And what Shas HaRegel? Shas HaRegel, call Yisrael Chaverim. What happened Shas HaRegel? So let's ask the Kash again. B'Shas HaRegel, call Yisrael Chaverim. Everything becomes bottle. Now, a Koyin, an Amora to bring Tumim for a Koyin Shas HaRegel. Shas HaRegel, call Yisrael Chaverim. Here, no. So now let's start talking. Now this Amoretz that's giving him Tumah Shas HaRegel, he's an Amoretz. Now he knows Matbilim Kalim Besekli, Maaser Av, he saw someone doing it. He's also going to do the same thing, and he's going to make a Chumah. So how can you do it Shas HaRegel? So we'll also say the same thing, that Shas HaRegel, no, the Shas HaRegel is, but when it comes to the regal, also we send mashgichim before, and they take care of everything. We'll say the same parrot. So Taisa says that's not true, because you see the Gemara Shas a regal after the regal. There's a whole shaila if you should be metame the rest of the yain of the chavis. So you see Shas a regal is not pshat is that there's a hashgachim. So Taisa is saying, so we're back to the kasha. So we're back to the kasha. So why weren't they goyzer by truma? That means truma can come out of mirshul. Like this, you just said there's nothing what to worry about. There's nothing what to worry about because we don't take from amaratzim. But Taisa says we do take from amaratzim by the regel. So why do you tell me by the regel there's this chaverim which makes sure that everything is toyer? So Taisa says that is not true.